For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. The protest at UMKC against a conservative speaker earlier this month was at top of mind for Missouri lawmakers as they debated a bill regarding free speech on college campuses. KCUR's Samuel King has more from Jefferson City.
A protester was arrested after spraying lavender oil on the speaker on April 11th. The incident and the university's response came up again and again on the House floor this week, with Republicans saying it shows the need for more protections for free speech on campus. But Democrats like Peter Meredith of St. Louis County say the bill could end up affecting students and faculty.
We all support free speech on college campus, but I think truthfully they want to make a message out of it, connecting it to what happened at UMKC, which really doesn't have any connection.
The bill needs one more vote in the House before heading to the Senate. There are only 3 weeks left in the regular session. I'm Samuel King.
The union representative service maintenance workers at the University of Missouri and University Hospital is seeking a minimum wage of $15 for its workers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that in advance of negotiations starting today, union members started a rally Thursday in support of the wage hike. Union field representative Eric Scott noted that voters last year approved a proposition that will create a $12 an hour minimum wage statewide within a few years. He says the city approved $15 an hour for most workers. Scott says the university needs to take steps to give some kind of compensation to its employees to remain competitive. A planned renovation project at the Truman Presidential Library in Independence could see a little state money. Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City says the Senate version of the budget contains $2 million to help with the project. She says the library is a gem in the region that needs to be supported.
We're very excited about the potential for the reconstruction and some of the updating that needs to happen to the library, of course. President Truman is our president here in Missouri.
There's no timetable on when the work would begin. The House version of the budget doesn't contain the funding. House and Senate lawmakers will meet soon to finalize the budget. Critics say a Missouri bill aimed at protecting student free speech on college campuses would also chip away at free speech for professors. At issue is a bill by Republican Representative Dean Dorman that could be up for a full House vote as early as next week. The legislation would ban what are known as, quote, free speech zones, which are designated areas on campus for student expression. It calls for colleges and universities to adopt free speech policies by January 1st. Dorman says the bill is aimed at encouraging free expression and open debate in higher education, the Columbia Missourian reports. The legislation also warns faculty not to talk about issues that are unrelated to their classes. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.